So hey, it's Peter, and this is a response for those who are wondering how Donegan Panscaping isn't managing to, or is managing not to pay a television license this season. What happened, in short, the television digital big switchover came, and we live in middle of nowhere, county nowhere, so we cannot get proper broadband, proper telephone line. Split line coming up the back roads for those who are a little bit more technical. Sorry, this is Ella in the background. And when it all came, considering I don't want Sky Sports in the house, well, I'd love it if I didn't have other things to do in my life. There you go. Okay, baby. Yeah. But anyhow, we're on. So I raised the question of is it legal to get rid of the television? Sorry, we're feeding time here. You did come back in your droves. There you go. Sorry, this is live recording, so to speak. But you did come back in your droves. Mostly Brian Green, who is an absolute stalwart when it comes to this kind of thing. He's at Brian Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, on Twitter. Scottish Wildcat, at Scottish Wildcat, came back, however, and did say, note, link to, do I need a TV license? And the quote is, every household, business or institution that has a television set, in brackets, within the meaning of the Broadcasting Act 2009, close brackets, must by law be in possession of a current TV license. So I'll go back on that one. Every household, business or institution that has a television set is what they say. She wants more food. One second. The next one came in from ADH Doyle, and ADH Doyle on Twitter, this is, notes, back in analog days, remember, it was that if you had a receiving apparatus, aerial dish, a license was required. Gazrat, however, was the most interesting, at Gazrat, and he says, nope, had a TV inspector come and check my PC media centre, as long as no cable going into it, you're fine. He uses a PC and a monitor with a large hard drive and broadband to stream. The inspector came and checked the monitor. The monitor does not have a TV tuner, so he's okay. Who else? Neil O'Gorman got involved, at Neil O'Gorman, legend, and notes, all through a laptop. We were all pretty impressed with that. Pixie Von Dust also got involved and asked, was he replacing with a monitor? And the list goes on. I've also got one in from Paul McLean, who notes there's an RTE player app for Samsung's TV with Smart Hub. Pixie Von Dust was noting, thanks Paul, does the new IE, that's Internet Explorer, for Xbox load player, or can it run that kind of content? So there was a whole ton of questions in, but the gist of it is, no, you don't need a television license, that is, unless you own a television. So the setup as such is as follows. Downstairs there is a television monitor with a PlayStation. Yeah, because I'm an old school hippie that's never entirely grown up, and I've had it about 4 years, and it was a lovely gift from somebody that came to me, and there's a long story short. So the PlayStation, the PS3, does run RTE Player, and that's absolutely fine. Now, should things change and RTE go a little bit like the charge or pay for view online papers a la the Sunday Times, then there is a way around that too, because when I had the loan of the Samsung Slate, there are two websites of note. Get a pen, write these down. One of them is airtv.ie, A-E-R-T-V, and I'll just check that for you again. AirTV, AERTV.ie. The other one is, I'll just open this link, is Philemon. That's www.philemon.com. Philemon.com is probably the best link that anybody has ever given me, because in short, what it means is you can watch. You're okay, baby. We're eating spaghetti, and we like a clean, apparently. Or, well, we do like a clean. It's not apparently. But Philemon is every single BBC, Channel 4, ITV, 1, 2, 3, 4. Big one for me is the Comedy Channel. And if you go there, what you'll actually find is the places where the likes of Andy Kaufman would have played the old improv studio setup that they had. And it's probably the best. So those two websites alone and a laptop, or in fact, those two websites alone and your mobile phone, you do not need a free-to-air satellite. And that is, in short, it. Bam. I'm here all day. Thank you very much. If you are blessed enough to have your hands on an iPad or a Samsung Slate or something along the lines of, you are in luck, and that is your upstairs television DVD sorted. And I'm told by a lot of other people that if you're into movie watching and you don't like owning DVDs or putting things in boxes, here you go. Then Netflix is probably the next best thing to go to. There is one other website which I will give you, which is for the sports fans, and that is P2P, that's P as in pumpkin, to the number 2, P, live.net, P2PLive.net, and that will give you literally every single football match you ever wanted. And there closes the point where it stands. Partly the reason, if you're asking me why, I don't have anything against RTE or anything of the likes. I think if you read today's blog post, November the 1st, 2012, over at blog.donaghanlandscaping.com or w.donaghanlandscaping and head to the blog, you know, there's a bit in there where I think it's fair to say a lot of the Irish television stuff is, 9 o'clock news, doom and gloom, RTE prime time, which is another political type debate. You have a prime time in BBC in the UK. There's another one, which is RTE Frontline, which takes on something quite similar. There's the Oireachtas Report, which is the equivalent of the House of Commons or something along those lines. There's Vincent Brown, which is non-cessant, talking about everything that they've talked on all the other channels. So from about 9 o'clock onwards, apart from the possibility of maybe Die Hard with Bruce Willis from 1900 Splash appearing on your telly box, there really isn't a whole lot else. And the other thing that most people will tell you is, you know, bad news apparently sells. And like, we've got a 1 year, well, 2.5 year old, my apologies, daughter here, and I'm a happy-go-lucky type fella. We listened to T.G. Cahir on the radio, Radio Na Gael talked to, or the Irish radio stations, and that reminds me, actually, TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, the TuneIn radio station. We have it noted on sodshow.com as a method to listen to just about any radio station you want in the world. So, for example, if you're listening to this in California or the United States, or you're listening to this in Cork, you head to sodshow.com on the right-hand side, listen live Fridays at 3 p.m. online via tunein.com, and that's it. Just click in any radio station you want and you'll get it all live. So that's the whole kit and caboodle sorted. Other than that, to be honest with you, between Flipboard, the app, that is Flipboard, which is most of my news, a quick flick through most of my news, or Twitter, probably first thing in the morning at about 6:30. I don't really need to. 1 second, we're doing a balancing act, balancing pasta and spaghetti and a 2.5 year old. So that's kind of that. Questions, queries, whatever the case may be, DonaghanLandscaping.com, and hit the contact, or you can get me on Twitter at Donaghan Gardens. And there you go. Okay, happier news and all of that stuff of note, sodshow.com, Friday 3 p.m. And the podcast goes live at about 3:30. Happy great outdoors, people, and take care. Bye for now.